Friends, 1,000 years before Christ, the book of 1 Samuel records that David, son of Jesse, a young man taking care of his father's sheep, was anointed with oil by the prophet Samuel. This qualified him to serve as leader in God's kingdom. David was a courageous young man. He valiantly faced the heavily armed giant Goliath, who mocked the true living God. David ended the boasting giant's life using a slingshot and one stone. This event gave him prominence in the service of King Saul, who gave his daughter Michal to him in marriage. However, young David's popularity aroused King Saul's extreme jealousy. The king attempted repeatedly to murder David. Friends, the mental instability and corruption of King Saul disqualified him from leadership and made him very unpopular with the people. Upon his death, David became king. David enjoyed true commitment to God's service. 1 Samuel chapter 13 describes him as a man after God's own heart. Yet David succumbed to the natural inclination of sinful humanity to follow the ways of the world. His popularity enticed him to the world ways, including multiple wives. Multiple wives gave him many children, which naturally led to violent rivalries within his household. Also, at times, David was overcome by bad judgment at great personal cost. Such was the case in his adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. The prophet Nathan called on him to repent of that and of his evil act of deliberately arranging for the death of her husband, Uriah the Hittite, on the front lines of battle. Still, in God's mercy, Bathsheba became the mother of Solomon, the heir to David's throne. The children of David's multiple wives not only competed for material privileges, but also for prominence and prestige in the kingdom. When his firstborn wicked son Amnon craftily violated the honor of his half-sister Tamar, Tamar's full brother Absalom, David's third son, vengefully killed him. Absalom also led a rebellion and attempted to murder his father and claim the throne for himself. Friends, many sins plagued the royal house of Israel, including David's favored son, Solomon. Despite this, it is important to see that the Bible clearly indicates an unshakable divine plan promised to the line of David to lead to the establishment of a universal kingdom. Generations earlier, the ultimate purpose of God's call was first reflected in God's change of Abram, the Hebrew's name, meaning father of one single nation, to the name Abraham, meaning father of a multitude of nations. He was told that he would ultimately have an offspring who would bring blessing to all ethnic branches of the human race. God affirmed this by the promise of a universal abiding kingdom to King David. Friends, it is not by coincidence that the Gospel of Matthew begins the New Testament with the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. He descended from David's Judean royal line and was announced as King of the Jews. 42 generations from Abraham led to Jesus' birth. A virgin named Mary miraculously conceived of him. He was born before the consummation of her marriage to her fiancé, Joseph. So the tumultuous history of the descendants of King David could not prevent the birth of the perfectly sinless offspring promised to Abraham. His birth firmly concluded the inspired scriptural record of King David's royal genealogies. Jesus, the Messiah, fulfilled God's promise in the Old Testament to join our humanity as Emmanuel, that is, God with us. Friends, Jesus, Son of David, according to his human nature, revealed to humanity the fullness of God's goodness, mercy, holiness, justice, almighty self-giving love. And you, humanity, from every tongue, tribe, kindred, and nation, is being established through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus the Messiah. Fully divine and fully human, he is the new Adam. All who cling to his saving work and follow him, even if rejected and persecuted, are part of the new humanity. This kingdom has no geographical or ethnic boundaries. The gospel calls it the new creation and the Israel of God, which receives divine mercy and peace under its head, Jesus the Messiah King, Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.